back with you at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. Let's now take some time to hit the hardwood. We're going to talk some NBA. And how about those Golden State Warriors, a team with unprecedented talent and unprecedented expectations? I'm going to get the pulse on them. We're also going to highlight one of Triumph Books. They do it all. Their latest release, it is titled Super Team, The Warriors' Quest for the Next Dynasty. And our good friend is joining us tonight. That is Marcus Thompson. He's a columnist with the Bay Area News Group. He teamed up with Triumph Books on this, and we are so delighted to have you on the show tonight. Thank you, Marcus.
I am not a supervillain, though, so please don't mix me up with those guys.
Oh, I can't even, you know, that's not my perception of Kevin Durant. We love him. I understand it's business, right? It's just business as usual, you know. I change jobs. We all change jobs, you know. So.
Right. I see no problem with it. He moved from Oklahoma City to the Bay Area. I applaud him for that.
No hard feelings. Okay, so we are, what, about 25, 26 games into the season? It's, what, the first quarter? What kind of grade would you give the Warriors? I know they've got four losses at this point. Is this where you thought they would be in terms of the chemistry and all coming together, Marcus?
It is where I thought they would be. I feel like when you put together such great talent, it's going to take a while, especially since it was one piece trying to mold in with pieces that were already together. So I'd give them a strong B+, A-, because they still have four losses, and they aren't even close to what they're going to be. You can see how good they're going to be when they get all of the little stuff together. Even Draymond Green talks about how they're still far away from where they want to be, and I think Steve Kerr likes this. He likes that they have to build to something instead of like last year where they came out of the gate 24-0 and then they kind of tapered off as the season ended. You want to be peaking come March and April, and if this is not their peak, they're still the best team in the league right now. So what will it be when they are peaking?
Well, you know, Marcus, you're there at practice. You know, you're interviewing the coaches and the players. When we talk about Kevin Durant, give us a sense in terms of just how well he has fit in.
Well, first off, he really loves it, right? Like, you could just tell he feels free. He's like he's happy all the time. He's always willing to talk. He gets along well with his teammates. They have all these inside jokes and these connections, even with players who, like, aren't stars. He's bonded with Ian Clark, a backup two guard. So you could just tell he likes it, and I think that has helped. Whatever that means about Oklahoma City and his past, there's something about how the Warriors interact with each other, starting with Steph and Draymond, and how they're all friendly and they get along well. He just seems to have fit right into that mode. They won him over in the Hamptons with bringing four guys, and he loved the bond. He thought they felt like brothers. I think he feels like, I'm finally in a situation where there are five or six of us and we're all cool and everybody's happy.
Right.
And it's kumbaya. So that's the sense I get from him, that he really is genuinely like happy to be here. And I don't know if I expected that right away.
Marcus, can you provide some insight though on, you know, how team veterans in Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green, how they adjusted their role to incorporate KD into their already stellar offense?
Well, it started with them bending over backwards to like make sure KD felt welcomed. You know, they were feeding him shots. You know, they were really being kind to him in the locker room. Like bringing him in, inviting him on, letting him, you know, have whatever he needed. Like they went overboard to say, "Kate, you're one of us. We want you here." And that wasn't even just a player. That's like an organizational thing. Whatever he needed, they're like, "You're one of us now. Let's make him feel welcome." And as time has gone, I think KD has let him know, not like overtly, but intuitively, hey, I'm one of you guys. Don't do anything different. Just let me kind of blend in. So now you see him giving them, you know, they'll talk to him. They'll say, hey, you needed to play. You needed to do this better. Or, we need you, you know. Before it was, you know, whatever you want to do, KD, take all the shots, you know, have a big game, do what you need to do. So I think it starts with Steph, who is just that kind of person. I think he's happy to have another star. And Draymond recruited him the hardest. So these guys wanted him here, and I feel like they look at it as if KD works out well, they'll look good because they'll all be seen as unselfish. They'll win multiple championships, and then they'll be able to have that mantle of, we told y'all we were better than anybody else.
Do you hold the belief that this is a team that can eventually cement their place in NBA history as one of the greatest of all time?
Oh, without question. I think we've seen this with Miami. The Heat, when their trio got together, that first season had its bumps and bruises, and they ended up losing in the finals. And then, you know, and then they ended up winning two championships. But these Warriors are young. You know, they're all, the oldest one is 27, 28. So, you know, they still got a good 4 or 5 years at their prime. And they're really good right now. Like, other teams are looking at the Warriors like, okay, how are we going to pull this off? Because it's just Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. So unless they don't win any championships, which will be, I just can't see that not happening. 2 and 5, 3 and 5 years, no matter what, we will look at this team and talk about it. The question is, will we talk about it as a team with 2 or 3 championships under its belt?
Hey, the columnist with the Bay Area News Group, Marcus Thompson, is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are interactive. Connect with us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can always go back and listen to this entire interview at Podcast Arena. Go to SBNationRadio.com. And, you know, it's interesting. Just a moment ago, we were talking about the adjustments that Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, how they have adjusted their game to welcome in Kevin Durant. But what kind of adjustments do you think Kevin has made to mesh with his new teammates and to really accelerate this level of chemistry?
What he's done is he's changed the way he plays. And in Oklahoma City, he was an isolation player. He had the ball in his hands. He went one-on-one. He took his guy. With the Warriors, he doesn't do that very much. He's moving off the ball. He's the recipient of the pass. You know, he's that guy. It's really amazing that he's been able to produce like this, because it's such a new style for him. That's how the Warriors beat Oklahoma City. They forced him to play iso ball. But now with the Warriors, he doesn't do that. He's like sitting back screen and moving off the ball. And there's all this kind of other stuff, this motion, movement, lots of passes. He's really switched his game to that. And it's worked really well. He's shooting 50% from the field. So that's how he's done it. It's gotten away from, all right, give me the ball, I got my man, and I'm about to take you. He very rarely does that. He actually might need to do it a little bit more because he's that good, but that's a major adjustment that he's made in his offense.
Absolutely. You're listening to the voice of Marcus Thompson, columnist with the Bay Area News Group. Does an outstanding job. In fact, he is the captain of the ship here. He teamed up and with Triumph Books and released this new book. It is titled a glossy magazine type book. It is titled Super Team, The Warriors Quest for the Next NBA Dynasty. Give us a quick hit before we go to break.
Well, what we've done is kind of pieced together this incredible story, which started with the Warriors going 24-0 and Steph Curry doing things we'd never seen before, to them chasing down Michael Jordan, Bulls breaking the record for wins in the season. They won 73 games. And then it had what looked like a bad ending, right? They made it all the way to the finals in a 3-1 lead. But the craziness of this story is that wasn't the end of the story. Probably no heartbreak in NBA or sports history has been healed as fast as the Warriors, because what, 2 or 3 weeks after they suffered the biggest defeat in NBA history, they go and get Kevin Durant. So it's just an incredible story about how this franchise that was nothing, it was a laughing stock for 40 years, has suddenly become this elite franchise that even when they lose, they win. So it's a pretty good read, and we kind of chronicled that whole tale from start to finish, or at least until they got Durant and kind of took off to another stratosphere. But I feel like it's a good read, and since I wrote a lot of it, I'm pretty confident.
Absolutely.
Read, right?
And you've been around the team for so many years, and, you know, it really is a testament to how it all paid off, because you were there, you know, throughout all the ups and downs and the struggles, and, you know, just seeing that, you know, it's been very difficult for Warrior fans, but now they are reaping some big time success, and it's exciting.
Man, let me tell you, there were a lot of downs. There were a lot of bad years, a lot of people who were just wishing they could just make the playoffs. And now we're talking about whether they're a dynasty or not. It's pretty crazy. And the Cubs won the World Series. The Warriors are in the team. Something's going on in this world.
Absolutely. We love having you on as a guest. Marcus Thompson, columnist with the Bay Area News Group. Go out and get a copy. Super Team, The Warriors Quest for the Next NBA Dynasty. Thanks so much, Marcus. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Anytime you need me, just call.
Absolutely. Stick around. Much more coming your way at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.